Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hey, it's Kelly Kirsch. Here we go. An hour hockey talk right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Happy Monday, everybody. Busy show today. We've got Chris Pichet. He is the play-by-play broadcaster of the Stockton Heat. We'll find out what's happening with the Flames' number one farm team in the American Hockey League. They had a rough weekend. We'll find out more specifically who's looking good, who's maybe ready for a call-up, what's happening with Austin Zarnik, that kind of thing. We'll do that at about 12:30 or so. We've got no BS lined up as well. That's with Jeff Merrick and Brian Burke, but he is back. 6-hour flight from Miami, but he is rested and ready to go. Let's talk to Lou.
Flames insider Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovation should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
The big thing for us is that, you know, we've got confidence now in the fact that when we put our game on the ice the way that we can play it, we can play with anybody. And, you know, we saw that over the course of the road trip. We had some strong games, and I think going home now, we can generate some real confidence off the road. And, you know, we're down to 15 games now, and the fact that we're showing that we're playing some of our best hockey of the year right now is positive, but we need to keep going so that it's happening on a nightly basis.
Peter, we might look back at that road trip, the five-game trip, and maybe this... maybe it turns out to be a turning point. We say that a lot, but that was one we looked at it and we were nervous, man. I'll tell you, you know, we thought anything can happen in Detroit, and you see the Bostons and Nashvilles and Tampas and Floridas. And we thought, you know, I can't remember what I said. I thought I hope for 7 points, and that's what they get.
It is what they get. And the most important thing is I echo what Jeff Ward said. It is now the most confident I have felt about this team all season long. The trip had every type of game that you could ever imagine, every different type of opponent, atmosphere, trap games, elite level teams, incredible hockey game in Nashville where you could tell there was so much on the line between two teams, like right in the teeth of the race. It had everything. And through all of it, the body of work, Kelly, was quite good. In fact, I think in two of the five games, they played their best hockey of the entire season in Boston and in Nashville, despite, you know, the hiccup with 0.1 seconds left. I have not really found myself feeling overly confident about what I've seen, just because of the very roller coaster nation, you know, of this season. But that was a quality, necessary, achieving, bring your team together trip. And while I didn't necessarily say this to you in the notes, getting ready for the hit, I see great benefit already by what the general manager has done, adding to the depth of this defense. Now, Gustafson got off a great start. You know, the captain has come back, so anytime you have your best guy come back after getting his feet underneath him, that's going to make a big difference. But a bit of an unsung hero for me, Kelly, on the trip was Derek Forbort. Solid, steady, hard to play against, physical, was anywhere from like 17 to 20 minutes, maybe in the first two periods yesterday, was at his best. And should we be surprised? Not completely. When you played in LA and good teams that he certainly started with and played a lot with Drew Doughty and played big minutes against other teams' best players, like that was a quiet, not talked about ad that I think so far has paid some real big dividends. And then when you add, you know, a good puck mover in Gustafson and somebody who I feel has already made a difference on your power play, those weren't the sexy ads at the deadline, but I think they've already paid dividends. And one of the reasons why this team had that type of trip and is playing arguably its best hockey of the entire season.
We're chatting with Peter Labardius, and the Flames have their five-game road trip come to an end with a 3-0 victory in Sunrise, Florida. And before we get to kind of the game itself, I'll tell you, you know, listening to it on the radio where you can hear the sticks kind of go, there's no crowd noise, and then watching it on TV, it's like, is that a late arriving? No, it's not late arriving. They're just not coming.
No, not arriving.
Like, not coming at all. That's a tough. You guys talked about it in the broadcast. It's one of those ones where you can't rely on the crowd either way, and you just have to kind of just be a businessman and just play it the way you need to play it, because the crowd's not going to be a real factor.
Well, this team, Kelly, for several years, in my opinion, I never worry about them in high atmosphere, big game, by and large type scenarios. I've always had more of a worry about this team being the hunted rather than being the hunter. I still think they're way more comfortable in their hockey skin being the hunter than being hunted. But if you want to be an elite team, that's what elite teams do. They put good games on the table night in and night out, regardless of whether it's home and road. And there are exceptions. Nobody wins 82. Even the best teams. I mean, what an anomaly it was last year when Tampa won 62 times. So it's a hard league, and it's hard to win. And, you know, even on Saturday, where the building in Tampa wasn't its normal self, I didn't think the Flames had the pop and the jump that they wanted, and I could tell after the game, and especially yesterday morning. He had two words that were very strong going into the game against Florida: emotional attachment. When this team is emotionally attached to games, they're a pretty good hockey team. When they are not, it leaves the door open. And that's why games like the Detroit game, like yesterday, can be very worrisome. And I think it also tells you why they've left some pretty good amount of points on the table against non-playoff teams this year.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, that's, listen, it's, and the way this race is, and it's not going away, I think we're all okay to admit to that. What did you just say about 3 minutes ago about business-like approach every day? That's what it takes.
Yeah, the points are up for grabs every game. You got to be ready for them. And I thought, you guys had talked about, you know, goaltending and who plays when. I thought Cam Talbot just was the perfect goalie for the perfect team and for the perfect day, because he needed to have that, you know, that minimized movement and be calm and collected in the net. And I think that's exactly what they got. And he held the fort until the Flames kind of got their legs, and it was important, and it was good for him to get a shutout. But I think, you know, there's a little bit more to his game than that.
Kelly, you know what that was? That was a high-level, what I would call professional performance. His team needed that game. They needed that game. That's a real swing game in the trip with everything else that went on yesterday that all went the Flames' way. They needed that game. I truly felt that the two games that absolutely they had to have were Detroit and the way it bookended in Sunrise. And he gave them an outstanding, solid, professional, completely in control. When the Flames were outshot 16-5 in the second, and there was a 3 or 4 minute span, he made 4 or 5 gems where the game... There are certain games, and I don't know if you see it this way, but I do a lot of nights, where you have the lead and you just think, uh-oh, if they ever get one, this thing could maybe really turn quickly. He didn't allow it. He was in the perfect place. His reads were great. His tracking was outstanding. Calm, cool, economical in his movements. That was a high level, calm, cool, professional performance. 38 saves, and did not go unnoticed by the head coach.
You know, he's been good for us all year, and anytime we need a big game out of him, he's given it to us. And he was awesome again tonight. And our guys have confidence in him, and You know, he's earned the confidence of our players by the way that he's played. And on, you know, his starts this year, he's given us a chance to win every night that he's been in there. And that's all you can ask from your starting goaltender.
Exactly. Now, I guess when you see the Hoffman, those one-timers, they tried to get that to Hoffman a few times, and he managed to get over there. And there are a couple times like, oh, that's a big-time NHL save. Now, do you go back to him on Wednesday, or what you're thinking? Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I would. I would. Always difficult to know for sure, but the way he played, I certainly trot him right back out there for that game on Wednesday. He handled that outing beautifully. He's played pretty well at home. So I march him right back out there. And that's not a knock on David, who had some really quality performances during that five-game outing. He played the first four. But in this case, I think you somewhat have to reward that type of excellence. And that was excellence yesterday. So I'm probably going back there on Wednesday against Columbus.
The Flames start a five-game homestand against the Columbus Blue Jackets, who had a big comeback against Vancouver last night. That'll be a 6:30 puck drop on Wednesday, so a 5:30 pregame, which is a little different for Wednesday, so 5:30 and 6:30. Then we get Arizona, then we get Las Vegas, then the Islanders, then Winnipeg. These games are going to be huge. We're kind of done. We've talked about the road trip. They got through it. They played well. They got 7 points, but I'll tell you, when you look how this homestand lines up, and there's some games in between, obviously, and some days in between, man, this is one where you just got to make some hay, and you've struggled at home in the past, right? So you need to kind of rectify that.
Well, you have no choice. You have 11 of 15 games remaining at home. You have no choice. You've got to be a good team the rest of this season at home, or you're not going to have home games past April the 4th. That's the easy math. They have got to carry over the mindset, the simple approach, not put on a show, be good in their details, have their best people be their best. This is where we're at. This is the race that they're in. And I understand each and every night it takes its toll, because the word for me of this hit is businesslike. That's your job. Your job is to be engaged and as close to your absolute best every night in your last 15. You get to relax in one situation when you're in.
Exactly.
When you're in. And that's not relax like mail it in relax. That's your job. Your job right now is to get in, and you're in some kind of fight. So that's the challenge. You're in a playoff series every day, whether it's practice, whether it's at home, whether it's on the road. And we're going to see what this group continues to be made of. I like them right now. I like this team right now. I like how they're playing. I like how their best people are starting to come together. The Backlund line really, you know, took its game to a gigantic level. You know, Johnny Gaudreau's starting to produce again. You're deeper on defense with the two additions. Your captain, I think Mark played a great game yesterday. I knew it was going to take some time after missing 10 with the hamstring problem. 3 assists, first 3-point game. This is a good hockey team. And when it plays the way it's been playing recently, you have a great chance regardless of the opponent. But now you got to push yourself. And what great teams do is they don't get satisfied. What great leaders have the ability to do within the confines of a room, they don't get satisfied. We got to keep pushing. Every day we have got to keep pushing to be better. That's what this takes. It's there. They are more than capable. They're more than good enough. Now, is it going to be a slam dunk? No chance. No chance, because there's still absolutely little room for error. But come home and be a real good team and put what you just put on the table for five on the road, put that on the table at home.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing playoff games starting about April the 8th.
The thing is, and I get super practical, as you know about this. So, okay, so you got 11 home games. Probably need about 17 points there out of 22. And you got four road games, right? If I got that right. So you need to go 500. Does 20?
How about 20 points?
I said like you need 21 points, and that should get you there, right?
It should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you've got 75 today. I don't see how 95 doesn't get you home.
Okay. Good. I love just being super practical math. You know, we talked about it. We talked about, you know, the bottom six and getting more production from the top line and all this kind of stuff. And the one thing that absolutely is a must here in March and early April is depth. And we've seen that story play out for the Flames, having some good depth performances from different people throughout the lineup and up and down the lineup. And that's helped out on that five-game trip.
Well, it wasn't always in terms of production on the trip, Kelly. So, again, a really effective line for the team yesterday was Jankowski, Bennett, and Reeder. And effective, and it wasn't a great day in Tampa, but it was a great day in Boston for them, and it was a great day again for them in Sunrise. And it's not necessarily about having to put up points, but what it is give your coaching staff matchup opportunities and allow them to dictate the game. So in the game against Boston, that line was very comfortable against the Bergeron line. Yesterday, that line had some excellent shifts against the Barkov line. So what that can do for you, when you feel like that line can go out and be even, now you get a chance with some of your top people to put them in places where you think they can get an advantage. So I saw some really good things from that group, and I also thought, and they produced a big goal, Derek Ryan, I thought, like, he was really sick and missed two games, and that can really take a toll on you to get back and, you know, feel the right way. Generally, when you're that sick, it can take a week to 10 days to really feel like yourself. And it's funny. I always look at Cam Talbot and Derek Ryan as being such great pros. And Derek Ryan with Dubé and Lucic, again, big goal, excellent shifts, very professional. That's what they gave the team, and they were able to chip in with a really important goal. And the Flames, you are generally a better team than others because down your lineup you have more depth, and there's been times this year where I don't think the Flames, whether it's their big guys more than anything, Kelly, haven't always held up their end of the bargain this year. And even with, you know, Jankowski, think about, you know, he goes like 39 games without even recording a point. But when you can roll all four lines and they play well and fit a role and they can give you matchup advantages, this is a really good hockey team. And that's what we saw in two or three different games during the course of that five-game trip. And that, at home, should give you even a better advantage. But the only way on a night-to-night basis you have an advantage is when your people are playing at a high level. Because if they're not, then you run into situations, as we've seen this year, where you have to cut down your lines. It taxes other people. Now you give the other group the advantage because you feel sometimes like you can't play certain lines against other teams' people, and that goes down into your defensive pairings as well.
Well, Peter, you know, you were on the road for over a week there. You got back, and the nice part is you had your Shaw GMC vehicle just waiting for you, hey?
It was warm. It was ready. I was tired. I wanted to be comfy. I wanted lots of room for a little extra luggage. Yeah, it's been an awesome vehicle again. Great dealership. You know where to find them. Peter Kalaga and Company will take good care of you. The selection of trucks in particular, I'd put it up against anybody in the entire province. good service. You like popcorn, it's great smell when you walk in, they got the popcorn machine. They'll look after you at Shaw GMC.
I drove by them today. They're on the Blackfoot, Lou.
Yeah, they're not hard to find.
Exactly. All right, we're going to let you enjoy the rest of your day. We'll kind of talk a little bit about Columbus tomorrow and see what this homestand looks like. So enjoy your day and talk tomorrow.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Flames insider Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovation should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
It's Hockey Central Noon. I'm Kelly Kirsch. We'll be hearing from Chris Pichet in just a bit. He's the play-by-play broadcaster for the Stockton Heat of the American Hockey League. Rough weekend for the Heat. We'll find out what's going on, who's looking good, who's ready to get called up, if anybody. We'll find out about that. Want to tell you, on Wednesday, it's the Hudson's Hot AF Wing Challenge. Looking forward to this. Two more Wednesdays. Here's the deal. All three locations, your chance to take on all comers and see if you can handle it. Now, these wings aren't just hot. They are ridiculously hot. I mean, a new kind of hot. So you got 2 minutes to kind of take these down. And if you can do it without, like, touching your face or drinking or anything, you get yourselves wings for a year. And more importantly, the bragging T-shirt is yours as well. Plus, you get to come to the big, and if you try to, you know, if you do that, then they'll offer you the death wing. If you take the death wing down, you get to come to a big party on the 13th of March at Hudson. So that will be awesome. We'll be down there. We'll be from the downtown location this time around. Corey Sarge and I, we're up in Crowfoot, but it'll be Brent Cron and Matty Rose coming up on this Wednesday. They start about 6:30 and go till about 10 o'clock. So I hope to see everybody down there. It's also Wing Wednesday. If you just want to go and just have a good time and have wings, you can do that too. You don't have to have the flaming, out-of-control hot ones. It's up to you. All right, so that's coming up. And by the way, we'll also have another $50 gift card to Hudson's coming up later on this week, okay? We'll take a break. We'll get our guest host for the next 2 days involved here, Gino DiPaoli. He is off a little bit before the AJHL gets into round two with the Okotoks Oilers, so we thought we'd bring him in here. We'll talk to Chris Pichet and his 1 o'clock guests. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more on Hockey Central at Noon. It's Kelly Kirsch. It's Gino DiPaoli. Hello.
I kind of forgot you were going to throw me on
Yeah,
you got me there.
Come on now. Talk a little play-by-play right now. We're going to head down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline and talk to Chris Pichet down in Stockton. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's the busy time of the season for you guys as well. How are things on your end?
We're doing okay. I noticed that it was a bit of a rough weekend for the Stockton Heat, and more importantly, it was it was Lodi Wine Night on Saturday, and where was my invite? I didn't see it. I could have helped you out with that, but I guess it maybe got lost.
Yeah, maybe got lost in the mail. It was a pretty fun weekend. It was tough for me as the play-by-play guy and some of our communication staff to refer to the team all weekend as the Lodi Crushers and not the Stockton Heat. Went with the full name change for the weekend, so yeah. It was fun and a good promotional effort that's pretty typical down at the American Hockey League level, and it was the first time in the 5 years that the club has changed their name formally for a night and did it on the leap year day on February 29th. So not the result that the team was looking for, getting shut out for the first time this season. So I think some of the players and maybe the staff too blaming the name change for the no goal performance on Saturday, but running into a couple of good teams over the weekend.
Yeah, you did. You lost two. Tell me, the weekend aside, how are things going? It looks really tight in that division there. You guys are you have one good week and you're looking good. You have a bad week and it's like, uh-oh, hang on. So it's super tight in that division.
Yeah, it's historically tight. It's pretty funny, actually, when you look at the Pacific, up at the NHL level and then down at the Pacific and the AHL level, they're strikingly similar. Obviously, Vegas is starting to have a good, stretch run here over the last couple of weeks at the NHL level. But down in the American League, the top five teams are separated by just 6 points. Stockton appeared to be pretty comfortable in a playoff position just 3-4 weeks ago, as did Tucson, who's leading the division. But it's just, the teams behind Tucson and Stockton have really started to pick up play. And, Stockton's only 3 points clear of a playoff spot now, and it's going to be a pretty entertaining race to the finish with five really good teams, and only four are going to get in.
We're chatting with Chris Pichet right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I always ask you this question, so I'll just do it right now. I always ask you about the goaltenders and who's looking good and who's ahead of who. You got Gillies, you got Zagadoulin. Give us a little story on the Heat's goalies.
Yeah, I think at this point in the season, the coaching staff is kind of looking for the guy with the hot hand to lead the team in multiple games in a row. During most of the season, it's been, okay, Zagadoulin is going to take one game, then it's going to be Gillies or vice versa. And unless a goalie puts up a really strong performance, chances are they're going to go to the next guy on the following game, specifically if it's a back-to-back. But over the last couple of weeks, we've kind of seen a shift with that. We saw Gillies start three consecutive back-to-back starts for Zagadoulin. So I think both guys are playing well. They're both raising their levels, and I think they know that if they play well in a game now, there's a good chance the staff's going to go back to them for another game. And I think as the season winds down here, I think in an ideal world, you've got both guys playing really well. But at one point or another, you're going to have to lean on a goalie come game one if the team makes the playoffs.
Chris, just wanted to turn your direction to the Pacific Division. As you mentioned, only four teams are going to make out of 5 and 6 point separation, but the Heat 4-5-1 in their last 10. Tucson's at the top. They got a little bit more of a cushion, but everybody else has got games in hand on them. Out of the Colorado Eagles or the Ontario Reign or the San Diego Gulls, is there one team there that's kind of more surprised than the other? Because they all have 7 wins in their last 10 games.
Yeah, I think when you look at the record of those three teams over the last 2 months, they're three of the hottest teams in the American League. I think San Diego's got 3 regulation losses in their last 24 games. They're on quite the run, and a lot of players that Calgary Flames fans have tuned into watching when they watch Ducks games this year, guys like Troy Terry, Maxime Comtois, both those guys are down in the American League level right now, and I think they're trying to get them added minutes and added experience at the American League level, and they're not up with the NHL club, and I think that's surprising to a lot of people in the NHL circuit that players like that aren't at the NHL level right now, because I think they're both NHL quality players. So Anaheim's got a pretty loaded American League roster right now, and I think they're a team that probably is going to sneak in. But again, it really is going to probably come down to the last weekend or two of the season.
Roster-wise, you kind of have – we've seen call-ups all through the season. Alec Quine leads the team in points, but the one that's always interesting here is the Calgary native Matthew Phillips. We thought he was out and gone with an injury and done for the year, but he's able to come back into the lineup. But 32 points, 35 games played. Austin Zarnik, again, has kind of been a chat too for a call-up potentially if it goes to – or a black ace, if pending how the playoffs go for the Flames. But how do you see this forward front kind of developing, even though there's the chances of – some of these players coming up to the NHL at some point?
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion to be had for sure. I think Phillips, his recovery was really quick. He missed 16 games, which seems like a long time, but when you have, surgery on your knee, it's really not that long. He came back really quick, and he was pretty dedicated. And I think what Matthew Phillips went through was pretty instrumental for a player like him, because he had never gone through an injury ever in his career. I think he said he suffered some really minor injury when he was in like fourth or fifth grade. And since then, he hasn't suffered anything. And I think it was an opportunity for him to learn how to handle with that as a pro hockey player. And I think he's come back from it stronger. I think the first couple of games, he was trying to get his footing. But he looked pretty good over the weekend. He was good on, good on pucks for Stockton. And I think not a ton of scoring over the weekend for the group, but he's looked good. And then a note on Alan Quine, who, as you mentioned, is leading the team with points. He did not play over the weekend as he suffered an injury in the weekend set, the weekend previous to this one down in Tucson. So hopefully Quine's not out too long. There's really no timetable on his return, but is a lower body injury. So, it would be good for both Stockton and Calgary for a potential call-up for Quine to get healthy here. And I think, the roster outside of Quine is about as healthy as it's been with all the call-ups and injuries that you mentioned with guys going up to Calgary.
Well, Chris, a bit of a league question. Last time we talked to you, we heard that Las Vegas had purchased the San Antonio club, and they were going to move them to Vegas, and they're working on getting a stadium there. We've heard about Seattle and perhaps Palm Springs, and there's always a little bit of – somebody always needs a dance partner. Now we hear that maybe St. Louis might be moving their team to the Kansas City area. Is there any background in any of that kind of stuff? It's always interesting to see how teams kind of shuffle around and who partners up with who.
Yeah, it always is just, you know, shuffling the deck and seeing where different things land. I know that obviously a close connection with Calgary and Stockton to Kansas City with the ECHL affiliate being there. And it's definitely at this point just a rumor. There's really no truth to the move, you know, to Kansas City. Obviously, it's a market that has other professional sports teams. And so I think there's always, you know, talk with markets like that or just markets in general that could potentially host an AHL team. But there's definitely no truth to that. But in terms of Palm Springs, that's the next a destination coming up for an American League city. And then you mentioned Vegas as well. And Vegas is going to be a team that will be in the fold in the American League for next season in 2020-2021. So I think it's going to be a pretty exciting time for the Vegas Golden Knights franchise that just continues to blossom in front of our eyes.
Take me through the next week or so for the Heat. Obviously, you got some you know, practice time, which is probably good, and then a busy weekend again.
Yeah, these next three games are going to be pretty important for Stockton because they're playing three teams, two teams in San Jose twice that are really struggling. Bakersfield has really struggled over the last month. They're in sixth in the Pacific, and San Jose's in the bottom of the Pacific Division, and Stockton plays their next three games against those two teams. So it's a big opportunity starting with a home game on Friday against Bakersfield to try and pick up 6 points over these next three, because then their next five games are against the three teams that are right next to them in the standings in Colorado, Ontario, and San Diego. So it's going to be a gauntlet stretch of games. It's going to be, I think, five games in 11 days or 12 days against those three clubs. So this is an opportunity in the next week to 10 days for Stockton to try and pick up some big points, playing two of the three on home ice against a couple of struggling clubs.
And Chris, if people want to follow along on the AHL and find out how the Heat are doing and how the guys are doing, what is your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is Chris_Piche, and then also you can give the team a follow as well at AHL Heat. We try and keep everyone up to date on all the things happening and get some interviews with guys that potentially could be heading up to Calgary as the season progresses or guys that will be there in the near future.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and we'll call in a couple of weeks to see how things are going for the Heat. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys, as always. Appreciate it.
There we go. Chris Piche down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline, the same secret recipe since 1975. You know what? For pickup or delivery, or you can always just go in, 6060 Memorial Drive. It's simple as that in the Northeast. Good food, good pizza, good place to watch sports. Lots of good things at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Gino, what do we got coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, mister?
We're full. We have a
jammed
full
up.
It's jammed up. We're going to start with just a little prelude of Fun Flames chat, but we are going to have Mr. 4,000, Bob Ridley, the voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers, will be
4,000 games, all behind
years.
The mic, the Medicine Hat Tigers.
I think he's only missed, I want to say like four games in
yeah,
his life.
Very few.
Single digits, yeah. Either way. And then we're going to have Ryan Pike from Flames Nation join us closer to the end of the 1 o'clock hour. And then Logan Gordon and I will try to be Pinder and Steinberg for the
next
2 days.
Are we going to get those two idiots on the radio?
Yes, I have them confirmed for times at 2:30 and 3:30.
Not in jail?
Well, I said if they're not a Walmart meme yet down in Florida.
Yeah, I can only imagine what those jokers are up to. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get No BS coming up next, and then Gino's ready to go at 1 o'clock. As simple as that right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is No BS with Berkey and Marek on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
I told you so. It's one of the things every athlete craves to say to everyone who doubted them. And every year there's a handful of comeback players who have a legitimate case for being that smug. Berkey tells you who those guys are this season next on No BS.
Quick question. When is the best time to get your hearing checked? The answer is anytime. You may feel like you're too young for hearing loss, but you're actually too young to be missing out on conversations.
Sorry, what?
And you're definitely too young to struggle with your hearing.
Pardon?
But Soundwave Hearing Care can help. Stay young and stay involved with Soundwave Hearing Care. Embrace life. Hear your world. Get tested today. And find out about all the great modern hearing solutions. Visit SoundwaveHearing.com.
Boomer in the morning. We've got Boom, Will Nault, and the rest of the crew. The boys need your feedback, your info, your takes, your attempts at humor. We need it all from you. Seriously, we're like really needy. Text into Boomer in the Morning on the Glenmore Audi fan feedback text line 960-960 and keep the comments PG. Normal data rates may apply. The fan feedback text line for Glenmore Audi. Skip the auto show. Visit Glenmore Audi instead. Check out the new Audi lineup with free entrance, free on-site parking, and free barista crafted coffee March 11th to 15th. Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 10.
Ricky, this one comes from one of our favorite tweeters around the office, Dale Hunter's Helmets. This guy is a gift. Berkey, who has the best case to send the I told you so text to their former employer? James Neal, Robin Lehner, or Anthony DeClaire?
Well, I like Dale Hunter's Helmets questions. This one to me is, I always like when a player says I told you so, and I'm like, where the hell was that? Where were you last year? What did you do for me? And so, you know, it's one thing I like about Anthony DeClaire, he's never going to say that. He's been complimentary about his prior destinations and admitted that he didn't play up to his level of capability.
He didn't mind when Torts called him out.
No. And so I really respect that about Anthony DeClaire. He's having that year, but he's not saying, I told you so. He's saying, I needed to change. I needed to grow up. Good for him. And glad he's having a good year. James Neal, who I know a little bit and like, he did not fit in Calgary. They did not like him there. He didn't like it there. So I don't think he'd say, I told you so. I think he'd say, thank you for moving me. And Robin Lehner, he's having a great year, but he had a really good year last year, and I think he wanted a longer-term deal than they were willing to commit to, and I think he's having the same issue right now with Chicago. So I don't think any of them should say, I told you so. I think they should play and shut up and thank their former employers for hanging in there with them.
Do the best hockey players, from your experience, have an element of defiance about them? Do they need to carry that?
I don't think defiance as much as a confidence that even if it's not going for me here right now in this year, I'm going to fix this in my next place I go. I got fired in Vancouver and I told my boss, I'm going to go somewhere else and I'm going to come in here with my new team and I'm going to kick the living crap out of this team. And I did when I got to Anaheim. So I think there's more of, okay, this team quit on me or they didn't believe in me. They moved me on. Yeah, I'll show them, but it's more, okay, it wasn't a fit. I'm going to make it work the next place.
What do you do with an athlete who you can tell right away has completely lost his confidence?
Well, I think that's the hardest thing in the world for an athlete to get back is you got to come up with a strategy with him and the coach and say, okay, how can we help you? Who do you want to play with? I remember I had John Cullen in Hartford. He was scuffling, good kid. I said, Cully, who do you want to play with? Yeah, Jeff Sanderson, Pat Verbeek had some good players on that team. He said, you pick your linemates. We got to get you going. So I think you need your sports psychologist to help. You got to get involved directly. The coach has to be involved directly. If the player is married, his wife has to be involved directly. But there's a way to bring guys back. Sometimes it takes a while.
So many working parts and so much that could go wrong. Let McLeod Trail Midas keep your vehicle on the road longer. From bumper to bumper, their expert mechanics can handle any repairs. Take a proactive approach to vehicle repairs and choose the professionals at McLeod Trail Midas, your full service shop. Choose one of two convenient locations and don't forget to enter your name to win a pair of Lower Bowl tickets. Check out their Facebook page or schedule your next appointment at Midas.com.
Sports Drive at 5. Binder and Klein on the drive home. Calgary's big sports stories on the radio, on the web, on the go, and always on your smart speaker. Big stories, breaking sports news, the best insiders, and even some healthy debates. Sports Drive at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or check them out online at beattheplumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs. Sports Drive at 5, weekdays on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Want Brian to answer your question here? Use the hashtag #HeyBerkey on social media. Thanks for listening to No BS.